Ladies and gentlemen, if you could please take your places and stand for the procession of the platform party, and please remain standing through the playing of the national anthem.
A very warm welcome to all of you. Bonjour à tous at this very, very special celebration. I'd like to call on Provost Anthony Massey to confirm the degrees on behalf of McGill's University Senate.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. It is the custom and tradition of McGill University that honorary degrees are awarded at the spring and fall convocation ceremonies. However, on this very special occasion, and in order to recognize the historical and contemporary bonds between three universities, McGill, Glasgow, and Edinburgh, we are delighted to have the opportunity to award honorary degrees today. As provost of this university, and by the virtue of the powers conferred upon me by the University Senate, I declare that on the 19th of October, 2011, the University Senate resolved that the degrees of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa, be bestowed upon Principal Sir Timothy O'Shea and Principal Professor Vito Antonio Muscatelli. En ma qualité de vice-principal exécutif de cette université et en vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que le 18 octobre 2011, le Sénat de l'université a décidé de décerner les grades de docteur en droit honoris causa à Principal Timothy O'Shea et Principal Vito Antonio Muscatelli. I now invite Principal and Vice Chancellor Heather Monroe Bloom to introduce our distinguished honorary degree recipients.
Thank you, Provost Massey. Bonjour, bienvenue, chers collègues, chers invités, chers amis. What a wonderful morning this is. What a day of celebration. Let me just welcome, in particular, our British Consul General, Patrick Holdrich. It's so good to have you with us here this morning. Chancellor Emerita Greta Chambers, Chancellor Emeritus Richard Pound, Principal Emeritus Bernard Shapiro, Governors and Governors Emeriti, distinguished colleagues, students, esteemed guests, special friends, and supporters. Today, as we come to the close of our 190th anniversary year here at McGill, we celebrate the foundational ties that bind us to our two founding sister universities, the University of Glasgow, alma mater of our founder, James McGill, and the University of Edinburgh, alma mater to our first professors. This special ceremony is a highly fitting finale to our anniversary celebrations and an occasion to honor the leaders of these esteemed institutions, professors Sir Timothy O'Shea, Principal and Vice Chancellor of the University of Edinburgh, and Professor Vito Antonio Muscatelli, Principal of the University of Glasgow, and as we do to pay tribute to their many remarkable leadership contributions, as we also celebrate and pay tribute to their institutions. This ceremony and the day's events also serve as an opportunity for us to acknowledge and commemorate the many historic and current intellectual and academic ties that bind these Scottish universities and McGill and these Scottish universities, and to mark in perpetuity our proudly shared traditions, reinforced in the Scottish Enlightenment, a period of great intellectual and scientific achievement, and which shape ultimately the enduring values of our collective missions, our present and our future. Chancellor. Professor Sir Timothy O'Shea, please come forward. Today we have the privilege of honoring a man who is globally recognized as a pioneering leader in higher education and a trailblazer in the development and application of technology that has changed the way we offer education. Timothy Michael Martin O'Shea was born on March 28, 1949, in Hamburg, Germany, graduated from London's Royal Liberty School, and then attended the universities of Sussex and Leeds, where he completed, respectively, a Bachelor of Science in Honors Mathematics and Experimental Psychology, and a PhD in Computer-Based Learning. Taking a pioneering direction from a would-be educator at the beginning of his career, he spent 4 years as a research associate in the Department of Artificial Intelligence at the University of Edinburgh. He then joined the Open University. In its infancy, the Open University was what today we would call an early adopter, embracing new communications technologies as a way to bring high-quality, degree-accredited education to people unable to participate in the learning of the traditional campus. There, Professor O'Shea lectured, founded what is now the Center for Information Technology and Education, served as a personal chair in information technology and education, and helped lead the UK government's microelectronics education program. Following a 2-year period at the University of California at Berkeley, he returned to the Open University in 1993, where he served as professor of information technology and education for 10 years, and as the Pro Vice Chancellor of Quality Assurance and Research. Professor O'Shea's long and distinguished career has seen him also teach at the University of London while serving concurrently as its Pro Vice Chancellor, the Master of Birkbeck, and as Provost of Gresham College. In 2002, his dynamic career came full circle when he returned to the University of Edinburgh as Principal and Vice Chancellor, the position he currently holds, as well as that of Professor of Informatics and Education. At the University of Edinburgh, which was founded in 1582, Professor O'Shea has been an extraordinary force behind Edinburgh Global. He has spearheaded the university's strategy for internationalization, recognizing that the university's distinctly Scottish identity is deeply complemented and its mission best fulfilled by engaging global aspirations, addressing problems that transcend national boundaries, and making intellectual and societal contributions on the world stage. As a researcher, Professor O'Shea has shaped the nature of computers as educational tools. He's explored the ways in which difficult mathematical and scientific concepts can be better learned using interactive learning environments, and how electronic whiteboards inform group decision-making. His research and scholarly collaborations and contributions, many relating to computer-based learning, artificial intelligence, and mathematics, have resulted in 10 books and more than 100 journal articles. One of his books, Learning and Teaching with Computers, Artificial Intelligence in Education, co-authored with John Self, is widely considered the standard text on the subject. For his diverse and far-reaching contributions, Professor O'Shea has received numerous honors. In 1992, he was awarded the Capiri Prize from the International Committee for Promotion of Advanced Educational Research in Madrid. He's a fellow of the European Coordinating Committee for Artificial Intelligence, the Royal Society of Edinburgh, the Academy of Social Sciences, and Birkbeck College. He's an honorary fellow of the University of the Highlands and Islands Millennium Institute and holds a university laurel from the University of London Union. In recognition of his outstanding contributions to higher education, Professor O'Shea was awarded a knighthood by the Queen in 2008. Were he to come from anywhere, it would be an honor for us to recognize this accomplished man. But as principal of the University of Edinburgh, Professor O'Shea's presence here at McGill on this occasion becomes all the more special. Our founder, James McGill, came to Canada from Scotland, but that is just a small tie to our Scottish roots. The University of Edinburgh in particular has played a profound role in shaping McGill's history. The founders of McGill's Faculty of Medicine, our founding faculty and the first faculty of medicine in Canada, were esteemed physicians William Caldwell, Andrew Holmes, William Robertson, and John Stevenson. All four studied at the University of Edinburgh's Medical School, and they instituted the Edinburgh Medical Curriculum here at McGill. Today, their theses, as well as other University of Edinburgh medical theses from the late 18th and early 19th centuries, are a valuable institutional heirloom in our Osler Library holdings. Sir William Dawson, our fourth principal, widely considered the man who made modern McGill, oversaw a period of incredible expansion. He also attended the University of Edinburgh, as did our fifth principal, Sir William Peterson. McGill is their legacy, as well as that of James McGill. Today, that McGill-Edinburgh connection continues to thrive as we enjoy a strong and sustained tradition of research and scholarly collaborations. Today, together with Lady Eileen O'Shea, the McGill community gathers to celebrate for his extraordinary leadership and dedication to the advancement of education and his leadership of the University of Edinburgh, Sir Timothy O'Shea, our distinguished friend and Principal and Vice Chancellor of the University of Edinburgh. Professor Vito Antonio Anton Muscatelli. It is also our enormous privilege today to honor Vito Antonio Muscatelli, Principal of the University of Glasgow, a man who has been called, and with great reason, one of the leading lights in Scottish higher education. As an academic leader, Professor Muscatelli has strongly advocated for the internationalization of United Kingdom universities and the expansion of global networks in higher education. He has been a key strategist in reconfiguring and growing both the University of Glasgow and Ariat Watt University, positioning them to meet head-on the challenges of the 21st century. As a scholar, too, Professor Muscatelli has excelled. A leading economist, he has made diverse contributions of significance to the fields of monetary economics, fiscal policy, and macroeconomics. His expertise has put him in great demand with industry and government alike. Most recently, no less an authority than the House of Commons of the United Kingdom enlisted him to serve as special advisor on monetary policy to its Treasury Select Committee. Anton Muscatelli was born on the first day of the year in 1962, perhaps propitiously, in Bari, Italy. His father was the head of a shipping company and moved his young family first to Holland and then to Glasgow. Professor Muscatelli was educated at the High School of Glasgow before first entering the university, to which he would be deeply connected for more than 30 years. Anton Muscatelli began his studies at the University of Glasgow in 1980, graduating with an MA in political economy, followed by a PhD in economics. After completing his doctorate in 1989, he went on to hold a number of positions at the university, including lecturer, Daniel Jack Professor of Economics, Dean of the Faculty of Social Sciences, and Vice Principal Strategy, Budgeting, and Advancement. Then, in 2007, he left the University of Glasgow. In fact, he left Glasgow altogether, and without trying to fan the flames of Scotland's famous urban rivalry, he went to Edinburgh. For 2 years, he served as Principal and Vice Chancellor of Ariat Watt University, during which time the university built the foundation that led to its dramatic jump in university rankings and saw the opening of a new campus in Dubai. In October 2009, Anton Muscatelli became the 50th principal of the University of Glasgow, which was founded in 1451. As a vocal advocate for universities to be internationally connected, he has led his alma mater to expand its global reach, including the creation of a senior vice principal position dedicated to furthering international collaboration and a network of international partners, and building on educational programs in Singapore, China, and the Middle East. Professor Muscatelli's expertise in economics has made him an invaluable member of the research assessment exercise panels for economics and econometrics, and the panel of economic advisors of the Secretary of State for Scotland. In addition to his role as special advisor to the House of Commons Treasury Select Committee, he has acted as a consultant to the European Commission, the World Bank, the Association of European Regions of Industrial Technology, and the National Australia and Clydesdale Banks. In 2008, he was appointed chair of an independent expert group for the Kalman Commission on Devolution set up by the Scottish Parliament. These achievements and many others have been widely recognized. Professor Muscatelli's work has earned him fellowships in the Royal Society of Edinburgh, the Royal Society of Arts in London, and the UK's Academy of Social Sciences, among many others. As the world's fourth oldest English-speaking university, the University of Glasgow holds a great place in world history, but it also, of course, holds an important place in the history of McGill. Our founder, James McGill, was a Glaswegian, and like Professor Muscatelli, he too studied at the University of Glasgow. Unlike Professor Muscatelli, James McGill left the university without completing his degree. But his education at the seat of Scottish Enlightenment, brief as it was, nevertheless shaped James McGill profoundly. His studies instilled in him a lifelong love of new ideas, of intellectual engagement and debate, and most important for us, a belief in education, the pursuit of knowledge, and the importance of great educational institutions. In part inspired by his education at Glasgow University, James McGill bequeathed in trust £10,000 and his 46-acre Burnside Place estate for the establishment of McGill College, which is today McGill University. I had not had the great pleasure of meeting Professor Muscatelli before this visit to Montreal, but our universities are not strangers. The University of Glasgow and McGill, like McGill and Edinburgh, work together to foster global citizenship and institutional innovation in research, teaching, and learning. Professor Muscatelli is a dynamic and inspiring international leader and a distinguished scholar and advisor. We are honored today to join with his wife Elaine, his daughter Anna Rosa, and his son Roberto as we welcome him into the McGill community. It is with great McGill pleasure and pride that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon Principal Sir Timothy O'Shea and Vito Antonio Muscatelli the university's highest honor, the degrees of Doctors of Laws.
I now invite Chancellor Emeritus Richard Pound to hood Dr. O'Shea and Principal Emeritus Dr. Greta Chambers to hood Principal Anton Muscatelli, following which we will go over to the right, to my right, to sign the convocation registry. To thank Principal Heather Monroe Bloom for these very, very illuminating words. It gives me great pleasure now to invite the Principal of the University of Edinburgh, Dr. Timothy O'Shea, to speak. Dr. O'Shea.
Chancellors, Principal Monroe Bloom, Consul General, members of the Board of Governors, distinguished guests, students, and academic colleagues. I am deeply honored by this award and can tell you that the University of Edinburgh community as a whole takes great pride and satisfaction in this formal expression of the deep links that bind our two universities. 190 years ago, four Edinburgh-trained physicians working at the Montreal General established the Montreal Medical Institution. This institution was incorporated into McGill College as the Faculty of Medicine. The four founders of the Faculty of Medicine, William Caldwell, Andrew Holmes, William Robertson, and John Stevenson, are commemorated in a very fine plaque on the Medical Archway at Edinburgh. Their leadership in medical education was important for Canada, important for McGill, and important for Edinburgh. It was important for Canada because it was this country's first Faculty of Medicine and because it introduced a highly didactic approach known as the Edinburgh Curriculum. For medical education, this involved fundamental science lectures and 2 years of walking the wards. The Edinburgh curriculum was historically derived from the philosophically based approach of the University of Paris, combined with the highly empirical methods of the University of Leiden. Canada's first Faculty of Medicine was important for McGill because, in addition to a particular pedagogic approach, it also meant that the terms of James McGill's will were met. And if you're any sort of university officer, this is pretty important. because it meant that the vital and inspiring foundation endowment and estate were kept intact. So you've got pedagogy and you've got money. Two very important things. Canada's first Faculty of Medicine was, and remains, important for the University of Edinburgh as a great, scientifically sympathetic partner. There are many valuable links, and the historical basis of the partnership is demonstrated by the fact that the Osler Medical Library has one of the largest collections of Edinburgh medical theses in the world, with more than 1,100 volumes. Over the years, very many Edinburgh alumni and faculty have been recruited to important roles at McGill. As Principal Monroe mentioned, two of the great past McGill principals, Sir John William Dawson and Sir William Paterson, were Edinburgh alumni. And for me, it is very comfortable to be in an environment where the head of the university is designated by the appropriate historic Scottish title of principal rather than some less modest label. The Edinburgh and Scottish influence is also evident in McGill's very fine and dignified stone buildings, many designed by Edinburgh-trained architects, the most prominent being Percy Erskine Knobbs, who became McGill's Professor of Architecture in 1904. Professor Knobbs was responsible for the Redpath Library, the William Osler Library, the Pathology Building, Engineering, the extension to the Royal Victoria College, and the Drummond Medical Building. So we can look around us and see what a very fine architect he was. There are many contemporary links between our institutions. McGill, Glasgow and Edinburgh are all part of Universitas 21, a worldwide network of leading universities that foster research partnerships, joint doctorates and student exchanges. Edinburgh students really like coming to McGill, and McGill students really like going to Edinburgh. Our undergraduate exchanges are very popular indeed and really change the lives of the students who participate for the better. The research links are also very strong, and in recent months, McGill and Edinburgh faculty have jointly published important international publications on research in chemistry, in law, in veterinary medicine, and in physics. McGill and Edinburgh have shared values. Both institutions are tackling the major challenges that face the world, such as environmental change, zoonotic diseases, and food security. Both institutions are committed to producing graduates equipped and eager to make positive social, cultural, and intellectual contributions around the world. My great personal appreciation for the honour you have bestowed stems from my admiration for McGill University and my admiration for Principal Monroe Bloom. McGill is one of the truly great universities of the world. Built on the values of the Scottish Enlightenment, it is a place where extreme curiosity and the search for empirical evidence and for strong, tangible proof are paramount. Here, the divisibility of atoms was discovered. Here, the first map of the brain's motor cortex was made, and many, many other important scientific, intellectual, and cultural advances. It in itself is an important social and cultural model for the rest of the world, a multilingual university in a bilingual city. I really admire Professor Monroe Bloom for the way she has advanced McGill's international position while at the same time building even stronger local links such as the Quartier de l'Innovation. She has also been addressing and making progress with really demanding challenges with respect to diversity, excellence and community engagement. Under her leadership, McGill combines a leading world presence with a deep and visible commitment to making Quebec a better place. I feel very comfortable and at home at this wonderful ceremony this morning. The bagpipes make McGill sound right. The buildings make McGill look right. The curriculum is outstanding and owes a clear historical debt to Edinburgh. as Edinburgh in turn owes to a 16th century debt to Paris and a 17th century debt to Leiden. Heather even has the right job title. So as principal of the university, I am as proud as can be to have just become one of your honorary graduates. Merci beaucoup.
What a wonderful, wonderful history lesson. If I was a history major, I think I could record that, and I'm certain I would get an A. But it does show both the history of McGill and Edinburgh, and also, of course, his inspiring words in terms to all of us here are truly something that I won't forget, and I'm sure none of us here will forget. And of course, I do want to congratulate him on his receiving the honorary doctorate. I now call upon Dr. Muscatelli, Dr. Anton Muscatelli, to come to the podium and give a talk. Thank you.
Chancellor, Emeritus and Emerita Chancellors, Principal and Vice-Chancellor Monroe Bloom, distinguished guests, can I express my own deep gratitude to McGill University Senate for bestowing on me the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws. Et mesdames et messieurs, d'être décerné un doctorat de l'une des meilleures universités du monde est un grand privilège et un très grand honneur. It's indeed a very great honor, and for four special reasons. The first, because I'm actually following in the footsteps of two distinguished principals of the University of Glasgow, Sir Donald McAllister and Sir Hector Hetherington, on whom you bestowed the honorary degrees of LLD in 1906 and in 1946, respectively. And I'm therefore privileged, if a bit in awe, to join, by your generosity, such an elite band. But secondly, it's a great honor because through this graduation, we've had the opportunity to reaffirm our close and historic links with each other. Glasgow with McGill, Scotland with Canada. In 1956, at a lunch in Glasgow to honour the memory of John McGill, when we installed our plaque in memory of James McGill, Cyril James, principal and VC of McGill, remarked, and I quote, "You would find something of Scotland embedded in the very fabric of McGill." And I think Tim pointed out just how much we have in common in the fabric of the building, in the traditions that you hold here in McGill. We are indeed very, very proud as a university to be embedded in the very fabric of McGill University, and delighted that today has been a further and happy and public expression of our deep-seated ties. Tim referred to the many student exchanges that we have through we belong to the same network, Universitas 21. And indeed, we, as Glasgow University, value that very much. But third, I think it's an honour because this degree has been bestowed by such a prestigious institution as McGill. While still young, 190 years young, and heading towards your 200th anniversary, you're a university that has come a great way. And when you think about James McGill journeying from Stockwell Street in Glasgow to new opportunities across the seas, he would not have known that he'd become one of the great fur traders of Canada, a success by 31, an active member of Parliament, a Colonel-in-Chief in the defence of Montreal. Perhaps because of his time at Glasgow University in the midst of Scottish Enlightenment, he shared a campus with Adam Smith, with Joseph Black, with James Watt and William Cullen. And he left Glasgow and Scotland with an abiding faith in education, which he never lost, even beyond the grave, as through his will, McGill University was established. And how you've exceeded McGill's wishes in ways which I think are beyond probably his own greatest dreams. You've established a university that's genuinely world-class, a university that has genuine worth, more than a credit to his vision and a true credit to Canada. And most recently, through the leadership of Heather Monroe Bloom, you're scaling new heights. It's one of the, McGill is now one of the leading universities, not only in North America and in Canada, but one of the greatest universities in the world. And I do hope that with all the collaborations we already have in student exchanges and research, we can take this further. And indeed, my final reason for being so honored to receive this degree is because I think it doesn't just speak about the past, it speaks to the future. As one of your newest alumni, our journey is just beginning. I look forward to contributing in any way that I can to McGill's future. But as I accept this degree on behalf of the University of Glasgow, as well as myself, as I say, we reaffirm not only our past connections, but the strength of our partnership and the respect we share for each other going forward. It's just very striking just how many areas we have in common in science, in medicine and engineering, in the arts and social sciences. And I do hope that we can deepen these links further as we go forward together. So for all these reasons, let me once again thank McGill's University Senate for conferring on me the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws. In so doing, may I also extend my very best wishes and those of my university to all of you in McGill for your continuing success. Thank you.
I want to thank Dr. Anton Muscatelli for his extraordinary talk. This just about concludes this special ceremony. I do want to say that while this has been brief, over the years, McGill has had very, very few special ceremonies such as this. Three come to mind, including today's. The ceremony in 1944, when Cyril James traveled to Quebec City to give honorary doctorates to Winston Churchill and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We had one earlier this year, two years ago, to President Bill Clinton. And I would put this ceremony in the same category. There's a very, very special relationship between these institutions, and I see this as being truly, truly historic. I want to thank the two honorees for coming to Canada to accept the honor. They have honored us. They've honored the people here, they've honored the university for coming and bringing their families, and I wish them well, and I'm certain, as we've already heard, that this is just the continuation of a very long, wholesome, and important relationship. Thank you very much.